So, because it's our new goal here at the show to have a popular show, what we're gonna do for a minute here for a week or so is just publish a ton of episodes, all in a couple a day or something, or a few a day, and have like a week of, I don't know, 25 episodes or something in a single week. So three really short episodes a day. Basically is a trick, because my understanding is this is a big scheme. So what you do is you record a shitload of episodes, and you release a shitload of episodes, because then, let's say if I release 10 episodes in a week and I have 10 subscribers, well, I've got 100 downloads that week, right? So you can do the math on that. So basically, I'm like, well, if I release, let's say, 100 episodes in a week, then what would happen is if I had 10, I'd have 1,000 downloads, right, that week. So that's kind of the scheme we're pulling here. So this first episode is just to basically explain the scheme, explain what we're doing and why, alienate everybody, but then also to just kind of tell you a little bit about the format of it as well. My plan is to basically make them so they could go end to end. So in other words, like, I'm not going to put in the theme song and stuff on every episode, because I figure that way you could just kind of listen to, if you're an actual listener, a regular listener, and don't want to be part of the scheme, you can kind of just listen to it normal style. Basically, just queue them all up and listen to them as they were released, and then you should be able to listen to them normal style. And it would just basically be like one long episode for you, if that's the way you roll. So there won't be any indication or anything of what the fuck's going on after this episode, simply because that would be crazy. It would be a waste of time to do that every time. And the plan is to have sort of short topics for each episode. So this episode, I was going to bring up, it was sort of funny because I was looking at something. Oh, there was someone who had a company that was like a data company or whatever. They basically format people's data. It seems like what this is for idiots who have data and they're like, I don't know how to make like a graph and present this data. This person is like, oh, I'll take this data and, make it presentable for you. It's sort of like a trunk club for companies. A trunk club for company data. You have your trunk club. I guess I'll just shit talk a potential sponsor right off the bat, like a trunk club, which is like, I don't know how to dress myself. And it's like, oh, well, just spend a bunch of money. We'll send you clothes. And it's like, I mean, if you're going to spend that much money, you could probably figure it out. But the topic here is they were using a we for their company. And I was like, this is one person. Why are they using a we? And Poon Master Flex was like, well, you say we on your radio show, so why wouldn't this person say we? And I was like, well, you make a good point, appealing to the hypocritical nature of things, but it's different, and I'll tell you why. 'Cause it's me. No, it's different because I'm doing it totally in jest. It's a joke to me. I think it's a big joke when I'm like, we here at Helpful Snowman are doing this. 'Cause anyone who's been listening to this for any amount of time obviously knows that this is like a one-man operation that's pretty rinky-dink. If there's a dinky, it's rinky, right? But it's not a professional thing. It's not a we. It's not like our board of directors is a thing that exists, although maybe I should create a board of directors in order to get more traction. That sounds very official, doesn't it? If I was like, well, our board of directors decided this. But I also don't know. I don't know if that's appealing. Like, do people want a podcast that's sort of run by a board of directors? I think not, right? I don't think anyone would want a sort of committee-based podcast. That seems like where podcasts go wrong. Is in when they actually do turn into a we. And the we is more than the people who just do it. And they just sort of start having committee-based decision making. I don't know if I even have many examples of that. I mean, I guess like This American Life is very committee-based, and that works. But, I mean, that show is very traditionally radio, right? And they couldn't accomplish what they're accomplishing without a, quote-unquote, board of people, a panel, a group. You couldn't accomplish that show solo. That would be impossible. So I guess they kind of have to do it that way. But other than that, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's anyone... I wonder if, like, if you're on a podcast network, is there a board of directors for that network? Probably. Do they, like, actually listen to all the shows and give them feedback or, like, tell them to do things or not do things? They're like, maybe ease up on the AIDS jokes or something like that. I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't become part of a podcast network if you're making a ton of AIDS jokes. Maybe that's the sort of way it works, is you don't need to worry about a board of directors if you have a clearinghouse that just says, you know, these guys are a little AIDS joke heavy, by which I mean they make moderately frequent AIDS jokes, so I think we're going to pass on them. It would be a reasonable choice. But hard to say. Hard to say how that works or if it works or why. I'm not totally sure. And I'm not sure if anyone cares except for me in this specific context where I'm saying the we. So that's why we have a we. That's why Helpful Snowman is a we. Now maybe I should stop doing that. Maybe I should start saying I, because maybe, like I'm saying, nobody really wants a we. Maybe people want an I. Maybe this is the world of new media where it's less professional and more personal. But I don't know. I don't know if anything is less professional and more personal than this, other than our possible choice of pronoun of we. I don't know that there's anything about this that denotes professionalism. I'm sitting here waiting for a thing, and I'm watching wasps go in and out of this hole in a metal pole. And I'm just like, wasps really are just like any sort of thing that exists, we're just going to get in there. There was this power box that was by where I used to work, or some kind of utility box, and I could watch wasps just go. They would just be in and out of that thing all fucking day. And I was like, woe be unto whoever has to come out here at some point to open that up for some reason. Must be like, fuck. Yeah, here goes another one. Just going inside the same... It's like just a big pole that holds up a metal wire that's kind of used as a shitty fence. And it's like a metal pole full of concrete, probably, you know, several feet into the ground. And just probably full of wasps. Like, if you had Superman X-ray vision, that would probably be a horrifying factor that no one considers. Is like, you know what sucks about having Superman X-ray vision, I can say, as Superman? You're looking into things, and there's just fucking wasps everywhere. People have no idea how many wasps, how many termites, and whatever. I wonder if you'd be crazy, too, because you'd be... If you lived in a house and it's like, oh, there's a spider every so many square inches or something like that, and you'd have super hearing, right? So you would just hear bugs crawling around all the time. I mean, wouldn't you, if you had super hearing, just be constantly hearing wasps too? Like, that sound of, like, you know when a mosquito almost goes right in your ear, which is one of the most annoying sounds of all time. Wouldn't you hear that all the time? Because you could hear a mosquito in fucking Utah from wherever, from Metropolis. I don't know. This is the important question. This is the much more important question we got to when discussing the use of we as opposed to I. There you go. That's an issue. We've got it taken care of. And we'll see you in like 20 minutes or whenever the next episode goes up.